The normalization of deviance is a term used by sociologist Diane Vaughan to describe practices at NASA in the run-up to the Challenger space shuttle disaster in 1986. It captures the idea that it had become normal to accept significantly high risks of accidents under pressure from management to have shuttle launches go ahead. Arguably, the same concept can be applied to OpenAI and Anthropic, which in the race to produce more powerful AI models, and with IPOs approaching, are experiencing important safety concerns with their models. The IPOs could see OpenAI valued at $850 billion US and Anthropic valued at $2 trillion US. An MIT Technology Review article digs deeper into the OpenAI report that described the cyberattack by OpenAI agents launched on the Hugging Face portal. The OpenAI report does explain the technical reasons for the attack, but may ignore human and organizational failings within OpenAI. For the author, OpenAI researchers should have raised an alarm earlier after noticing worrying agent behavior in previous experiments. One AI expert writes, "When you look at accidents and incidents, oftentimes people try to find the technical source of failure, but that can give a very inaccurate and misleading sense of why the failure occurred. If people are just cutting corners all the time, if people are not in a culture that prioritizes safety and has appropriate incentives and structures, accidents are kind of bound to happen." Volker Türk, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, has warned that AI could pose an existential threat to humanity, and said that it is the role of the UN to ensure AI poses fewer risks to disruptions to services, communications, and democratic systems. Paul Cristiano, a U.S. government technology advisor, who has just joined the OpenAI board, said, "There is a meaningful risk that rapid acceleration in AI capabilities leads to catastrophic and irreversible loss of control in the very near term." The comments were made after a senior Anthropic employee claimed that there was a greater than 10% chance the technology could kill all humans in the next decade. Jeffrey Hinton, who won the Nobel Prize for his work on neural networks in 2024, said that the 10% estimated was not unreasonable. Elsewhere, a startup called ABLiteration.ai is offering an online service giving access to open-source and open-weight AI models whose guardrails have been removed. In doing so, the company is offering models to clients for offensive cyber, red teaming, and agent testing work other models refuse to do. One critic argues the approach allows you to modify the model so that it becomes a sociopath. Despite the fallout from the cyberattack by OpenAI agents on Hugging Face, OpenAI has announced the release of the Astra model. The model has a critical level of cybersecurity capability according to OpenAI's own categorization, meaning it can hack into software in a manner that could lead to catastrophe from unilateral actors, hacking military or industrial systems, or OpenAI infrastructure. One interesting aspect of the announcement is that OpenAI seems to be moving away from the term artificial general intelligence, AGI, which CEO Sam Altman recently dismissed as a very poorly defined and an irrelevant marketing term. A VentureBeat article looks at cost issues related to models. Gartner expects spending on AI agent software to reach $207 billion this year compared to $86.4 billion in 2025. Limiting the number of tokens used, or token maxing, is one approach currently used to reduce costs as many companies report overspending their AI budget. Another is to use multiple AI models, and to choose the cheapest model for the task at hand. For instance, code auto-completion could be handled by a cheap open-weight model, and database migration by an expensive frontier model. Meanwhile, an InfoWorld article reviews key requirements for AI-first software development. This is when all stages of the software development lifecycle are driven by AI agents, rather than having AI used as an add-on in different stages of the pipeline. One fundamental change for humans in the process is that they move from the role of a coder to defining tasks, attributing them to agents, and controlling the quality of the work produced by agents. Another implication is that software components must be designed with AI in mind as the primary user of the components, since agents will be coding, refining, and integrating components. On society issues, UNESCO published a report which found that 93% of academics believe students are using generative AI to produce their assignments. Further, 63% of teachers perceive a decline in students' cognitive capacities linked to this. Ministers attending a UNESCO summit made a statement in which they called for education to be sustained as a basic human right and a common good, despite the profound shifts that AI is creating. An independent report has found that AI is leading to an increase in the number of public services official forms being filled out online from people lodging complaints or requesting access to public services. The phenomenon has been called agentic flooding. Researchers believe that most of the public service form submissions are not spam, but are legitimate requests made by people who may previously have found it too complicated or burdensome to make a report. In government circles, this type of abandonment is known as the administrative burden. Finally, OpenAI announced that its ChatGPT ads platform has reached a pace equivalent to generating $1 billion of revenue per year, less than 200 days after the ads business launched. The fundamental approach to advertising is that people's intentions or interests can be deducted through the series of conversations held via the chat service, with far more accuracy than in web search.